Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline De Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 14 of Blissen Up. So we are officially in August. And if you listened to the episode that aired last week, episode number 13, it's a really great episode to set your intention for August, pick a theme and kind of get into the right energy and focus for the month. So if you didn't listen to it, I encourage you to listen to it. But just to catch you up, I set a theme for August of being back to bliss, which is really all about getting back on the path that leads to a blissful life, a life that sparks momenticos, that brings joy, that sets the energy to pay attention and listen for those bliss, you know, sparks of bliss that surprise us and show up for us and pop up out of nowhere. So I've been thinking a lot about that this week, and I've kind of really gone into that energy. And I was like, I had all these things that I wanted to share with you today about that. And then life happened. And I realized that I have to share with you the story of what happened to me today, because I think it's such an important one that I have to share it with you. So I wanted to talk to you today about School Year's Eve and about the trip that I'm going on to NSA and about traditions and about romanticizing your life and all these other themes. And maybe I'll have time to talk about it, but I kind of want to keep the episode short and sweet. And I've been so consumed by today's event that that's the energy I'm in. So I'm going to show up in that energy and we'll see what we get to, and whatever we don't get to today, we'll talk about again next week. So bear with me. So let me tell you how this got started, like this story that I'm so excited to share. Yesterday I was on the phone with a good friend of mine who was sharing with me how much she's enjoying the podcast. And there were some things that I said in the last podcast that she really resonated with. And she was like sending me the quotes. And it was just like this beautiful conversation. But as we were talking, she also mentioned that she noticed my voice was very different in last week's episode than it has been in other episodes. And she was like, you know, it's not good or bad or anything. It's just I noticed your voice was different. It was almost like you were whispering. And I was laughing because she was 100% spot on that my voice was different. And there was a big reason for that. So I always record my podcasts on Fridays, right? So typically I record my podcast on the Friday before the episode goes out. I send it to my editor. My editor works on it sometime between Friday and Saturday, and then it airs on Sunday morning. And that has been our process and our system, you know, all along. Well, last week I showed up to record my podcast on Friday. I had all my notes. I was prepared and I knew what I was going to talk about. But when I started recording, it just didn't sound right. Like it just wasn't coming out good. I felt like I wasn't articulating my thoughts well. I felt like it didn't sound cohesive. I kept stopping and repeating and playing back and deleting and stopping again and just repeating the process over and over again, trying to come up with a good podcast. Like I wanted it to be a good podcast. and nothing was coming out. So after spending pretty much all day and that back and forth and just realizing like I just wasn't in the energy for the podcast, I called it quits. I grabbed my kids and I took them to Mega Jump, one of those trampoline jumping spots here in Miami, because they'd been on screens all day while I was trying to record my podcast and begging me to do something fun with them. And I was like trying to get this out, and it was taking me 5 hours to record a 25-minute podcast, right? And that's just, it's kind of the way that it works sometimes. You know, people don't realize how much effort these things take. And you think, she came up with this concept and she articulated well, and you don't see all the back and forth that goes on and all the practicing that goes on in trying to make these things happen. So that was my Friday. So as I'm at the trampoline park and I'm just unwinding from the day, I gave myself some compassion and some grace, and I said, I'm just going to record the podcast on Saturday morning. So I'm going to get it a little late to the editor. It's not going to be a big deal. He'll understand. It's one day. I'm not going to make a habit of getting in the podcast late every week, but I just need this day. And then my husband called and said, hey, why don't we go on an adventure tonight and we leave to the Keys, because our cousin's house was open and we had access to it and we could leave at any time and just go stay at his house and enjoy a full day at the Keys. And, you know, we canceled our trip to Alaska, another thing that you may or may not know if you've been listening into the podcast, but due to my sister's health, we had a health crisis with my sister. We canceled our trip to Alaska. That was the only vacation that we had planned for the summer. And when that, you know, kind of blew up in our face, we were left without any sort of vacation. So my husband has been longing for at least a day of family time, of vacation time. You know, he just never stopped working. I never stopped working. And it's been go, 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 go. It hasn't really felt like a summer. So he was super excited to go on this little mini adventure to the Keys. And we had been talking about going to the Keys, but we had been talking about going on Saturday and spending the day. And I had been looking at hotels and things on Saturday. So in my mind, I wake up earlier than everyone in my family. So I thought, I'm going to wake up very early, you know, 5 a.m. I'm going to record my podcast and I'll be done and ready to go before anybody wakes up, and we'll go and we'll check in on Saturday and we'll spend Saturday and Sunday at the Keys and that's it. But my husband is a spontaneous human. That is what makes him exciting and special and wonderful, and sometimes makes life a little more stressful. If you read my book, Looking Over the Edge, the entire book was based on a spontaneous trip that my husband came up with, right? Him and his spontaneous ideas. So that's how life is. So when I'm talking on the phone with him and he's like, let's leave tonight. My first response was, I can't leave tonight. I have not recorded my podcast. And he was so bummed. He was like, are you kidding me? Like, we have the house. If we go tonight, then we spend all of our drive time in the evening, and then we can just wake up fresh and we can enjoy the whole day. And, you know, why don't you just, we'll do this. Come home, record the podcast tonight, and then we'll leave afterwards. I don't care how late it is. I'm a night owl. I'll drive, you sleep. It doesn't matter. But I was like, I can't, Orlando. I cannot record my podcast tonight because I am not a night owl. And I've been working on this all day and I'm not in the right energy. I'm burned out. Like, I can't do it tonight. And he was bummed, but he was like, okay, fine. We'll leave tomorrow. You know, let's just pick a time to go. But I could tell how bummed he was about it. And I started to feel so guilty. And, you know, like that shame started kicking in of like, I should have done it today. Had I been more efficient, had I been more productive, this wouldn't have been an issue. And then I spiraled into, oh, I should be doing my podcast episodes even further in advance than what I'm doing them, you know, and I just kind of like spiraled into that self-criticism that we do every time that we feel like we're not good enough or we're not doing things good enough. And I just like, I was thinking about all that. And then I thought, what if I just take my equipment with me and I record the podcast on Saturday morning from the hotel room? I mean, or the apartment, not hotel room, the apartment that we're staying at. And that seemed a little crazy, right? Because it seems like a big setup and a big thing. But I'm like, I don't have that much equipment. So I called my husband. I'm like, listen, let's leave tonight. I'm going to pack everything up. I'm going to put it in a suitcase. And tomorrow I'm going to set up my podcast. And you guys are just not going to make any noise. And while you're sleeping, I'm going to record my podcast. And at first my husband was like, oh, I don't want to do that to you. But with a little bit of conversation back and forth, he's like, okay, let's do it. And then he, of course, because he was so excited about it, he's like, you know, you might wake up in even a better energy tomorrow and, you know, being in a different place and with a view of the water, you might have all the inspiration that you need to record this podcast. So I came home, I undid my whole setup, and I packed my stuff, and we left to the Keys that night. And when we woke up in the morning, efectivamente, exactly as we planned, I spent a little time in reflection. I grabbed a journal in which I use on days that I need a little bit more inspiration. And I found a quote by Wayne Dyer that I have written down where he says, treasure your divinity, knowing that you are connected to your source. In every work of genius, we reject our thoughts because they are our own. Treasure your divinity instead of being terrified of it. So I read that quote and I thought, oh my God, I spent all of Friday questioning my work and rejecting my thoughts because they are my own. And I don't trust in my own genius. So I took a deep breath and I said, I'm going to treasure my divinity and I'm going to show up and I'm going to record my podcast. And in 25 minutes, it was done. It was sent to my editor and I had the rest of the day to enjoy with my family at the Keys. But because I was in an apartment and they were upstairs sleeping, I was kind of whispering and talking low and my voice changed. And that is where there was an inconsistency in my voice from the other episodes to the, you know, where I record in my home office that I'm all by myself in and I can just be myself in my full glorious voice. And when I was in that little apartment on the couch, talking softly into the microphone so that I didn't wake them up, but I got my message across. So I was thinking about that story this morning and I was like, you know, I wonder if I should talk about it on the podcast or not talk about it on the podcast. Like, is it relevant? Would it serve you if you heard that story? Would it inspire you to treasure your own divinity, to focus on progress and not perfection, to move forward and, you know, do what you need to do? And I was like questioning whether I should do that or not. But I had all these notes and all this other stuff that I wanted to talk about on today's episode. So I was like, oh, I can always talk about that on a different episode. And then I reset up my my podcast equipment. And when I put on my headphones and I started speaking into the microphone, no audio came out at all. Zero. No audio. So it's Friday morning. I am in my home office. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I am ready to rock and roll and record. And I have no audio. And I have no idea why. So I start troubleshooting my equipment. I start unplugging, replugging. I'm just doing all these things. I go online. I'm troubleshooting. I'm reading the things. I'm updating my equipment. I'm just doing everything. And my thought was, oh my God, the equipment broke in transit, like in the traveling from last week to this week, when I put it in the suitcase, maybe I broke the equipment or the cord got messed up or something went wrong. And then once again, all the negative Nancy thoughts started to flood in. Once again, here I am. This happened because I record too late. I don't batch content. I don't have all my episodes recorded, 4 weeks in advance. And if I had just recorded my episode last week on Friday, like I was supposed to, or if I had done it in advance, then I wouldn't have had to disconnect my equipment and reconnect my equipment, and then I wouldn't be in this position right now. And I had those thoughts and then realized doesn't matter because it's Friday and I'm going to record my podcast, and that for me is a non-negotiable. So I've got to make this work. Whether I did it in advance or didn't do it in advance or whatever I'm, loathing about right now is completely irrelevant and not a good use of my time. And that is something that we tend to do. We have a problem, and instead of going into problem solving mode, we go into, kicking ourselves for what caused the problem when it's probably not a good use of your time in that moment. It may be a good use of your time later to reflect and to say, how can I avoid that in the future? But at the moment, you gotta solve the problem. So I stopped with that nonsense and I said, okay, I'm gonna fix this. And I reached out to several friends of mine, a friend of mine, Alex Pardo. He has a podcast. I'll put it in the show notes. Thank you, Alex. He was so gracious. And he told me it's probably something stupid. It's usually when my equipment fails, it's not that it broke, it's probably that I did something wrong. I invite you to troubleshoot your steps again and see if you missed a step somewhere along the way, like maybe you didn't plug it in or this or that. And I'm looking at my equipment and I unplugged everything and I replugged everything and I restarted my computer multiple times, and I'm like, it's not something stupid. Like I wish it were, but I kept redoing the steps and I knew it wasn't that. So then Alex offered me his office and said, come to my office and record from here. And I'll move things around so that you can use my office. Just so wonderful and generous. Thank you, my friend. And then I texted my other friend, Daisy, who also has a podcast, which I'll share. She has a This Girl's podcast. I'll share on the show notes also. And she was in the Bahamas. But her husband, who edits her podcast and does the sound, sent me a link to a portable voice recorder. And he said, hey, listen, maybe it would be a good day to purchase this portable voice recorder that you can use in a pinch, or you can also use if you're traveling and you don't have to lug all your equipment around. So, I got all this feedback from wonderful, amazing friends of mine. And I thought about it and I said, I really felt like the issue was my headphones, because just of the way that I was troubleshooting everything, like I just kept pinpointing to the fact that I couldn't hear the audio. So I said, what if I just go to Guitar Center and I take all my equipment with me and I just buy a new pair of headphones? And if that doesn't work, then I'm going to take advantage of Alex's offer and I'm going to go to his house and I'm going to record the podcast. So that was my game plan. But Guitar Center didn't open until 11. So before, I went to the gym, I restructured my day, I did other things that I had to do to move my day along. And then I went to Best Buy. I bought myself the portable voice recorder so that I could break in case of emergency. And I just had that tool with me. I figured it's always good to have more tools. So I went and I bought that. And then I went to Guitar Center, because at Best Buy, I kind of tried to troubleshoot the problem with them at the Geek Squad, but they were unable to help me. They didn't carry the headphones that I needed. I would have had to have ordered them, so it wasn't going to solve my problem. So 11 a.m. came around, and I went straight to Guitar Center, and I walked in through the door, and I with my book bag and all of my equipment. And the guy at his name is Matt, that works at Guitar Center. Matt looks at me and his just friendly kind face and he's like, how can I help you? And I'm like, I am in a crisis. I have this problem. I have no sound. So I think my headphones are broken and I put everything up for him. And I'm like, I'm going to set everything up for you so you can see that I did it, you know, how I did it. And then now I'm going to put the headphones on and you're going to see that you're not going to be able to hear anything. So I just either need to replace the headphones or maybe the cable, like maybe you can help me out. So he takes me to the table. He goes, set it up here. I set everything up. I plug, I do, I put on my headphones. And before I speak into the microphone, he said, oh, but you plugged in the headphone into the wrong output, like into the wrong hole. And I wish I could show you my little machine, but it has three little holes in it. And I had plugged it under number one. Now, here's the thing that I want you to understand. This is not the first time I use this equipment. I plugged it in the keys. I plugged it in the first time I set it up. I've done this multiple times. I don't know how I missed it. I don't know how I grabbed that plug and put it into the wrong hole and just couldn't see it. I couldn't see it. And he looked at it and in 1 second, he knew what my problem was. And then all I could think about is my friend Alex saying, hey, it's probably something stupid. And me thinking, no, I've already gone through all the stupid troubleshooting and it's not that. Well, guess what? It was something super stupid. It was, I plugged in the headphone into the wrong hole. That simple. And in that moment, I was like, when we are stuck in a perspective or in a crisis or in a problem, it is so easy to get tunnel vision, to just, you know what you know, and you think you know what you think you know, and you just don't see the problem. You don't see the problem. And you could try to fix it yourself. You could try to fix it yourself. You can unplug and replug and try to change the pieces around, and you could research online, and you can troubleshoot, and you can watch videos. But sometimes it's right in front of you, and what it takes is another human to look and with an extra pair of eyes say, have you tried this? Have you looked at this? And I thought, that is what one-on-one coaching is. That is the work that I do for a living. I grab your situation. I look at your mindset. I look at how you think. I look at the relationships. How are you communicating in your life with the people that you love? I look at your habits. I look at your wellness journey. I look at what you're doing. I look at the puzzle of your life and I see if everything is plugged in correctly. And sometimes the solution is super simple. Sometimes it's so easy. It's just so easy. And sometimes it's not, right? Sometimes we have to work a little harder. We have to dig a little deeper. And maybe in a different scenario, the headphones would have been broken and I would have just had to buy a new pair and blah, blah, blah. But it was so, it was like the most liberating thing in the entire world to have that man right there holding my hand and saying, you just need to plug here instead of here. And then magically, poof, everything fell into place and everything was working and my whole problem was solved. Which, by the way, on a side note, it made me value so much the beauty and the joy of having a brick and mortar. Having a human in front of you is such an incredible thing, and we are losing that with online shopping, you know, and the Amazon culture. I know it's convenient and all these other things, but there are just things that a brick and mortar store offers, like certain value you just don't get anywhere else. And I just want to compel you to go to as many brick and mortar stores that you value and purchase from them and go the extra mile and keep them in business. Like, it was funny because since the headphones were not broken, he goes, the Matt said to me, you see, you know, I was able to solve your problem. You don't have to spend any money. And I was like, oh, no. I am spending money. I am going to buy things. So I bought this pop filter that I needed that my editor wanted me to get. And I bought a different little stand. And I was like, I am going to come. And I felt so bad that I hadn't gotten my equipment from him. And I'm like, from now on, all my equipment I'm going to get from Guitar Center, because I want you guys to stay here. I don't want you to go anywhere, because this was such a lifesaver. So if you have a store that you love, please go and shop from them. Shop from the brick and mortars, and let's not allow us to lose human touch, because it's so important. And again, that takes me back to coaching. You can read the personal development books. You can take the online courses. You can watch the videos. You can do all the things. But sometimes you just need a human that knows what they're doing, that has experience, that has a wider perspective, that has the knowledge and can look at what you're doing and say, maybe you just need to change the plug. Maybe you just need to do this instead of that. You know, maybe this is what's happening. And it's just the most valuable thing ever. So even though I still have the lesson to learn on whether or not I should be recording batch content, even though that still remains as an identity or a habit that I want to step into, I am so grateful for this day today. I'm so grateful that I had these hiccups for several reasons. Number one, because I got to problem solve and show up anyway. Number two, I got to prove to the universe and to myself that this is what I want, that I am going to continue to show up even if there are obstacles, even if there are challenges, even if things are not perfect, I am going to continue to show up. Number three, I got to do life as a messy human. And what I mean by that is, like, we all think that we have to have this perfect balance of life. We've got to be robotic. We've got to be efficient and productive. And we have to choose. You either choose, you know, to be an entrepreneur, or you choose your family. You know, you're either this or you're that. And there's a lot of all or nothing thinking. And sometimes we just give up on things because we're like, it's just too hard. It's too hard to do it all. And therefore, I'd rather do nothing and stop setting myself up for failure. And last week, I showed up messy. I whispered into the microphone. I took my equipment to the keys and I recorded. I spent an entire day failing to be able to produce this episode that I so wanted to produce and put out in the world. And even though I showed up like that, in that messiness, I still got it done. And on Sunday at 6 a.m., that podcast was available to anyone who needed to listen to it. And that is what it's all about. It's about progress. It's not about perfection. It's not about being a robot. It's not about, you know, waiting until you're perfect to get it out the door. Sometimes you have to be imperfect. So yes, maybe at some point I will finally adopt the system and the processes to be a couple of episodes in advance, and I won't have to learn this or deal with this kind of fire drill, like my girlfriend would say, situation. But that'll just create the space for me to learn a new lesson. That'll be that, you know, if I can perfect this podcasting thing and record 4 episodes in advance and not have to worry about that, that's just going to expand my container. And guess what? If I want to keep growing, I'm going to have to become a beginner in something else. And when I become a beginner in that next thing, I'm going to run into problems again and obstacles again and imperfections again. And I'll have to learn lessons from there again. And I'll have to choose whether I'm going to wallow in the self-loathing and criticizing myself for everything that I didn't do, or am I going to get through it, problem solve, learn from it, and make it a story. A story that creates the fabric of my life. A story that can serve to help somebody else who might be just two steps behind me, who might need to listen to this and say, you know what? I'm going to take my equipment with me on vacation, but I'm not going to not do my podcast. Or if the audio is broken, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go and I'm going to go get help. Or I need a life coach. I need, or a productivity coach or a business coach or any coach. I need a human to help me look at what's happening and help me see what I cannot see right now. Because sometimes all you need is just a little bit of awareness. So we've been at this for 30 minutes already. I'm sorry this was so long today. I am not going to go into School Year's Eve and all the other things that I wanted to talk about on this episode, but I don't think it matters because I think this is what I needed to talk about today. And we'll just have to talk about it next week. So I hope you'll tune in and we'll be talking next week. Who knows, maybe about romanticizing your life and creating blissful moments, or maybe about what life is going to teach us this week. You never know, but we keep doing it and we focus on progress and not perfection. Happy Sacred Sunday, everybody. I'll see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, your wellness, and your relationships, and you're looking for a life coach to work with you one-on-one and really help you just retrain your brain, define success on your own terms, and just live healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, well, I invite you to schedule a consult with me. Let's have a conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to calendar of consult right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or send me a DM on Instagram at carolinedeposada. I'm so excited to connect with you a little further. Now, as far as this podcast goes, I would so, so, so appreciate if you could leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so much. And like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thank you for helping me spread good in this world.